Al, we've been talking about it all morning. We have got a special guest in the studio this morning.
And not only is she Bendigo's orange, she is also the sister of your good self, AD. We welcome into the studio. It's an absolute pleasure to have her back in the chair. Kate DeRouge.
Morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Now, we've been watching the TV this morning. You appeared there.
You're on the Today Show.
I know.
You're chatting to Dickie Wilco.
Richard, he's so lovely.
Yeah, it's nice.
Now, what's going on? Why? Well, I mean, I know why, but...
I like that you pretended not to,
you
though.
Tell us why.
Well, lots of stuff's going on. I've got a new single out after 4 years of being missing. Mm-hmm. And back, it's exciting writing, performing, back on TV and radios and all sorts of stuff.
You are back. You're back with a vengeance. You have been off the radar for quite some time. Mm. You have actually, in other interviews, you've talked about the journey that you've gone through. Hasn't been easy for you, though, has it?
It's been interesting. It's been an interesting...
Take us through the journey a little bit.
The journey, well, you know, after Idol, had the success of my first album and then went with the Divas, and that was very successful. It stopped and I sort of lost it, basically. Had a pretty dark and interesting couple of years, and then sort of woke up one day and went, this is ridiculous. What are you doing?
What was the turning point?
I actually had a shower. I was here in Bendigo back hiding at Mum and Dad's, as you know. And I was 127 kilos and I got out of the shower and I was puffing and I was like, my grandmother is fitter than me and that is not acceptable. I felt like crap. I looked like crap. And I said, that's it.
Grandma probably still is fitter than you, though, to be honest.
She's fitter than most people, let's be honest.
She's very fit.
She's a very fit woman.
Yeah.
So that was it. I went to the doctor and I made a decision to have the gastric sleeve, which made a massive difference, and it's been an 18-month journey since then.
How's that been accepted, do you think, with people as far as the gastric? Because I know there's mixed vibes from that. I've spoken to some people locally that have been inspired by it to actually go do it, and there's obviously the other end of the spectrum where people think it's a cop-out.
Yeah, look, there's always going to be people who want to be negative, and I say this. At the end of the day, it's worked for me. It was the best decision for me.
Yep.
It's made me a much better and happier person, and it's not a magic wand. It really isn't. It sounds it. Get your stomach torn out and, wow, you'll lose 70 kilos. But you've got to work with it. You've got to eat healthy and make the right choices, and I'd do it again.
Mm-hmm. Would you? Now, obviously, Idol was, what, how many years ago now?
10.
10 years, wow.
10 years, wow.
going back there, obviously, there's... I know that things after Idol all turn sour. Would you do it again?
Yeah, actually, I was asked this question the other day, and there is this bad vibe about Idol, but at the end of the day, I say, I got to do stuff that little girls dream of, you know, stand in the mirror and with a hairbrush and sing, and I got to do all that stuff. Did I learn some lessons the hard way? Definitely.
Yeah.
But I'm also finding on this time round, it was really good to learn them. Yeah, I learnt them backwards, but this is a completely different experience going back into it this way, and I'm...
What's different? What is different this time?
Knowledge. I guess knowledge and seeing it and being through it. I'm a little bit older.
A little bit wiser.
Some days. Not always. I tried to be. But yeah, I guess I've been at the very top and I learned all the lessons all the way down right back to the very bottom. So I guess the people that say in Idol you don't do the hard yards and you don't do all the stuff everyone else does. Well, I've done them now.
Yep.
I've done those ones.
Check.
So yeah, it's just knowledge.
Okay, now the single that you released is called Shut Your Mouth. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I actually wrote it about 2 years ago, and it's not about a boy or a person that I hate. It's a conversation with myself, which makes me sound a little crazy, yep. But it was a moment...
For a time there, you were.
I was quite crazy. I did talk to myself often. No, it's a conversation with myself. Basically, at that time, I looked at myself and went, what are you doing? It's that little devil on your shoulder, the person that gets in your way. And I just said, shut up and get out of your own way and get on with it.
After you made the decision, you said to yourself, you got out of the shower, you're struggling for breath. You said, things have to change. I have to do something about this. You went out and you did what you felt was necessary to do it. And looking at you now, you're a completely different person. What was the feeling like when you got back into the recording studio and started recording Shut Your Mouth? Was it a case of, I've been wanting to do this for so long. I'm getting back on track.
Yeah, look, when I recorded it, I was still... It was at the very beginning.
Yep.
So, it's only been in the last couple of weeks coming out and actually having that moment where it was up on iTunes and having interviews with Richard and all that sort of stuff. It was real again.
Yeah.
And it was a really big moment to go, wow, That was a pretty interesting couple of years, and I've come out the other end. Yeah, and I'm back here.
Sounds great, Kane.
Thanks, because you've never heard it.
Haven't heard the mastered version, actually, no.
I was going to say, you didn't just send it to me to put in the system this morning. So
guys, go with it.
Yeah, yeah, amazing. Now, you said that you wrote that song 2 years ago.
Yeah, it was just over 2 years ago. There was a whole album that I actually wrote 2 years ago, and we were all, we're going to release it. And I looked, there was no way I was releasing it.
You were ready?
I was nowhere near ready. I was a disgrace. But I was trying to put But, it was never happening at the time, and I actually thought it was over. Yep. I gave up. I come home. I tried to be a receptionist for a little bit there.
Mm-hmm. I was going to ask, what were you going to do if you decided that you were going to hang up the microphone?
That was it. I was just going to go and try being...
Something else?
Something else. I worked on the bridge climb in Sydney for a minute, got bored with that, and then I came home, went back to swimming teaching, got pretty bored with that, and then receptionist, and I was like, well, no, this isn't going to work for me, so... That was sort of the beginning.
Do or die sort of time. Now, what is next for you? What's coming up?
Well, after the single, I'm writing a book at the minute, which is very interesting. There's a lot of interesting...
Do I feature in the book?
I would think.
You're kind of family, so
you haven't
yeah.
signed anything.
Oh. I'll get that right too.
People will talk to your people.
I'll get someone to call you about that. There's a book, Confessions of a Fallen Idol. It's about everything. There's some interesting stuff of the time with the Divas and I, which is worth a read. And then we're touring later on in the year, more music. And just whatever comes my way.
Awesome stuff. Now, obviously, Shut Your Mouth is the single that we just played then, but you tell us about your stuff that you were doing for Dinosaur Island. What's Dinosaur Island?
It's an Australian film. It's a kids' animation, and the animation is unbelievable if you get a chance to watch it. I was just given the opportunity to write and perform the song, which is It's True.
Yep.
And it was a great experience. It was... sort of the beginning of getting back into the public eye and all that as well. So
and off you went.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Well, it's good to see things are on the up and up because let's face it, you've come from the lowest of lows and now we're on the way back. As your brother, I can say.
Yeah, I dare anyone else to, but...
I wasn't dreaming of saying that.
I was going to say, whoa.
It is, it's all positive and things are looking good.
Everything's feeling really amazing at the minute.
Yeah, awesome stuff. Kate DeRouche is our very special guest in the studio this morning. Bendy goes on. It's great to have you home. We know you're busy. You're off to Melbourne after this.
Yeah, off to Melbourne to do a performance and some other stuff, and then back to Sydney tomorrow.
Busy.
Fantastic.
Super busy, but thank you so much for swinging by, having a chat, and letting us play your new song.
No, thank you for having me, Al.
An absolute pleasure.
And AD.
Don't worry about me.
I feel weird about calling you AD. It doesn't come out right.
What name did you used to call him when you
were
growing up?
Not radio friendly,
at
all. It's 9 to 9 now. You're on Star FM. It's Bendigo on Central Victoria's Hit Music Station. Good morning.
This is Alan AD.